We're going to take a look at a different pasuk of tshuva every day. Everyone's welcome to join if you'd like for 5 minutes. You don't have to, you're welcome to. Let a new voice in yeshiva. So we're going to talk about a different pasuk of tshuva over the month of Elul. These are psukim you'll be reciting at different points of davening, in slichos, in tfilos. So just to get a basic sense of what these psukim mean and how they help us better appreciate the experience of tshuva and the experience of Chodesh Elul. So the pasuk we'll start with today is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's in Perek Nun Hei, and it's a well-familiar pasuk to you because it starts the haftarah of Atanas Tzibur. Dir Shuas Hashem Behi Matzo, Kra'uhu Bioso Karav. So obviously, the pasuk is in a general or generic fashion. The Navi is encouraging you to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look for him, to daven to him, to perform tshuva. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, though, applies this pasuk specifically to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and of course for us, we've expanded it to Elul. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes as follows. This is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Af al pi shehatshuva v'hatzaaka yafa li'olam. These are always appropriate and helpful. Bi'aseres hayamim shevein Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, bi'aseres imei tshuva during this period, hu yafa b'yoseh. It's even more appropriate. Umiskabelas miyad, and it's immediately accepted by Hashem. Shenemar, dirshuas Hashem vihimatzo, kreu biosal karov. So the Rambam, based on the pasuk of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, feels that this period is defined by this pasuk. What does this pasuk convey to us about this experience? So first of all, there's a interplay between the word himatzo and the word karov. Himatzo means Hashem is accessible. Hashem is beyond us, he's transcendent, he's unknowable, he's in the upper heavens. Of course, we always have a relationship with him, but it's hard. And that's what makes monotheism such a challenging religion, because we don't compromise the transcendence and unknowability of Hashem. Hashem is beyond human comprehension, and yet we're trying to build a relationship with him. That's why Talmud Torah is so important, because that's our most powerful interface. And you'll start that process, the voice that just began today, Mitzvah Hashem, of trying to find Hashem through his will. During this period, he's matzo. He's much more available. He's much more accessible. He's he matzo. The word karov, though, doesn't just mean he's closer than he matzo. It means that he wants a relationship. And it's not just that you want to be able to access Hashem and have your tefillos be accepted or talk to him, but karov means intimate, close. A korban, when a person brings a korban, you're building a relationship with Hashem. You're not just lodging your needs. This is the period, and it's very important to try to be conscious over the next month of balancing two very, which would seem to be very different emotions. On the one hand, these are days of sobriety and days of solemnity and days of gravitas. These are days where there are long-term consequences that are being decided. This is decision day. Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim P'suchim Lefanecha. Who knows what future about your personal lives or Am Yisrael in a collective national sense will be decided over the next 50 days. And how much your tefillos can impact those changes, 40 days. So on the one hand, these are days of awe, and these are days of inadequacy, in which you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you recognize the futility of human endeavor and our ultimate reliance upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim P'suchim Lefanecha, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, V'Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasemun. But it's also the time of our relationship with Hashem. This is the time of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, in which Hashem is more accessible because we're being judged, and we're confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision because we have so many schus avos, because we aren't just davening to Hashem 2,000 years into history, but 5,500 years into history, and after the Holocaust and the emunah that Am Yisrael has displayed in the post-Holocaust era, we have the right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a certain request that we didn't have in the past. And it's a sense to build a kesher with Hashem, and to feel that closeness and to feel that kirva. So b'himatzo means Hashem is accessible. You can offer your tefillos and your tshuvos in a way that maybe you can't during the year, because Hashem is more available and Hashem is open for business, so to speak. He's more interested in dealing. These are his office hours, so to speak, during the year. But b'yoso karov, dirshuas Hashem b'himatzo, k'ra'u b'yoso karov, try to build that karov, that closeness, that relationship, feel the intimacy, feel the warmth, feel the glow, and try to make sure you don't stress one to the expense of the other. For some people, these are just scary, frightening days, and they have no sense of Hashem's presence. For some people, there's too much of that Hashem's presence, they don't realize the heaviness and the gravitas of the day. Now there's another offset between the word Dirshu as Hashem Behimatso as opposed to Krohu, Bioso Karov. Krohu means to call Hashem, to daven to Hashem. When you call someone from afar, you want to get their attention. Dirshu means to pursue. Dirshu means it's not going to be immediate. We just read in last week's Parsha, L'shichno Tidrishu Uvasa Shama. How many years did David HaMelech search for the Beis HaMikdash? How hard was it? B'darashta v'chakarta heitei v'hini emes nachon hadavar. Drisha v'chakira is a way to interrogate the Edim, try to get information. Sometimes Edim don't have immediate information. They're withholding information. They're not aware of certain information that you're trying to tease out. So krohu is to call Hashem misadabin. Krohu means to really pursue. This is a 40-day period. The entire experience could be shrunken into 1 second of authentic closeness to Hashem. But it takes 40 days to unravel the layers of ego and self-deception and self-delusion and narratives that we write for ourselves, and to strip those away and to see ourselves and define HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in the world around us, but deep, deep, deep within our own presence and our own experience. So Drisha is a much more assertive and persistent and perseverant activity than just Krohu B'Yoso Karov. And, of course, the word Dirshu also means to demand. V'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach, higid lecha adam ma tov, ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mimcha. It's the last pasuk in Micha. Hashem is Doresh Mimcha. He's not just asking, he's demanding. He wants certain, he has certain expectations. So you have the right to demand Hashem's closeness during these 40 days. Dirshu as Hashem b'himatzo doesn't just mean to be persistent and tenacious in finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also to make those demands of Hashem, because if there's one being that wants that relationship more than you, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as it's Chodesh Elul for everyone in this room, it's Chodesh Elul and Shemayim, and Hashem deeply, deeply craves our relationship. So when we make demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's happy because this gives him an opportunity to connect with us as well, build that relationship. And Shir HaShirim, the woman who represents Am Yisrael, says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Despite all my failures and my betrayals, I still want to profess my love for my Dodi, for Hashem, and my Dodi wants to express his love for me. But then a few psukim later, a little bit later, she switches it around. Not Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, Dodi li v'ani lo bar harev shoshanim. Not only is he there for me, he'll make the first step. Dodi li v'ani lo. Let him make the first step. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chomping at the bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so desperate during Elul for this relationship to happen. So when you make demands, Hashem, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, I want this to be a good year, I want to be successful, I want to learn Torah. So that's the first pasuk. We're going to talk about a different pasuk every day for about 5 minutes. The first pasuk is the pasuk in Yeshaya, Dirshu as Hashem b'himatzo, Krohu b'yoso karov. Think of the difference between himatzo and karov, and the difference between karohu and the word Dirshu to be Darius and Hashem. Have a good day, everyone, to our new Talmidim and to our returnees. Get some breakfast, everyone.